It's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Everything's kosher, Huggy.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
A little slow procrastinating there, man. What up, TJMS?
Still caught up in the last interview, Huggy.
Yeah, TGIF. The Godfather is forever. Tom, this week's been a mess.
Yes, it has.
I feel like Lassie eating cantaloupe. Melancholy. Slow bammers. That was a wait for it right there. Tom, I don't think I can take it anymore. Two legends, 2 days in a row.
I know.
First the Godfather of Go-Go and now the Queen of Disco.
Yeah.
Just like Chuck, you couldn't mention Go-Go without mentioning Chuck Brown. You couldn't mention Disco without mentioning Donna Summer.
Right.
I love Donna Summer. Her music got the party started. To this day, whenever I hear Donna Summer sing, "Oh, love you, baby," I get moist as shiggity. Donna Summer, Jay, did y'all know back in the day that a lot of women found out their man was gay at disco? They would have the DJ play Donna Summer's Bad Girl and watch her man transform by putting his shirt in one of those side knots and screaming, "That's my song, Bad Girl, Bad Girl, Toot Toot, Aw, Beep Beep." Yep, that act is now called man dancing. Speaking of which, Tom Joyner, you're contender number one.
How?
Yeah, you and Jay with man dance every Friday, right?
Right.
And as uncomfortable as you make Jay, he still man dances his ass off like he's at a same-sex wedding reception. And Jay only doing what his boss tell him to do, unlike Dwayne Wade of the Miami Heat. But enough is enough. Tom, when y'all were man dancing this morning, I heard you say hula hoop. I said, "Oh, hell no. The Johnny Jinx is going on my list." Contender number two, Dwayne Wade. Y'all see the Indiana Pacers Miami Heat game last night?
Man.
Shiggity. Y'all know the saying, if you can't stand the heat, whip your ass in the kitchen? Well, that's the new saying. That what happened last night. Indiana was making it rain on Miami like they were strippers at King of Diamonds. Did y'all see Dwayne Wade go ham on his coach?
Yeah.
Talking about insubordination. Wade was talking to his coach like he had no respect for him whatsoever. He was talking to him like he was his stepfather. Tom Simmons, Jay, what's going on with these new NBA coaches? They real timid like. Mm. They scared to tell these players a thing or two. Wade wouldn't have tried that shiggity with Pat Riley. Pat Riley would have told Wade to get the hell out the arena and take your girlfriend Gabrielle with you. Contender number three, Mike Brown. Mm. I know y'all saying, "Mike who?" Mike Brown. You know, the Los Angeles Lakers coach, the one who look like a milk dude, you know. He's another one of these passive coaches scared to get in his players' ass. That's why the Lakers has a serious case of Thunderfoot. And they're about to get swept if they don't step it up. Devin Ebanks, you are the Bama of the week. I told you I was going to make you famous, Devin Ebanks. That's the Los Angeles Lakers player that got ejected Monday night, kicking over chairs and shit. And he got fined $25,000. Shoot, he make that in a year. The only $25,000, he ain't no star. He going to take his jersey off and go ham. After you done scored 2 points, 2 points, you can't go ham after you scored 2 points.
Oh,
my God. From now on, if you have more stats, more tats than stats, you can't go ham. And I'm sick of these players putting on these daggone nerd glasses after the game.
Yeah.
The press conference. You can't have two players on the same with wearing glasses at the same panel, Tom. That should be a rule. Only one player allowed nerd glasses after the game, all right? Devin Ebanks, you the Bama of the week. 2 damn points.
J. Anthony Brown, Murders the Hits, next.